What you missed on The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Only on Money FM 89.3.
You're in The Breakfast Huddle, Elliot Danker, Brian Fernandez, and Ryan Huang here on Money FM 89.3. It's our brand new segment called The Week Ahead with CNBC. This is where we do a live cross with one of their anchors or correspondents who will walk us through what caught their eye last week and what investors should be keeping on the radar this week. So last week, we kicked off our segment with CNBC correspondent Dan Murphy. Today, we are glad to have our friend Martin Sung, co-anchor of CNBC's Street Signs. Good morning, Martin. How was your weekend?
Hey, morning, guys. Very good. Thank you.
Let's start off with what's in the headlines right now. Turkey. Some market watchers are calling it a crisis with what's happening to its economy and currency. What does all this mean for the markets, Martin?
Yeah, I mean, we're off to a pretty bad start to the week, as you just rattled off. Stock markets are falling, etc. And it's trouble with Turkey that's front and center. The lira earlier this morning went below 7. It started to stabilize. And you mentioned a couple of seconds ago this emergency plan that Tayyip Erdogan is promising to roll out. The key thing that markets want to see, I have to say, is they want to see the central bank there raise interest rates to defend the Turkish lira. So far, as you suggested, President Erdogan is very much against that. He's called himself, he's described himself as an enemy of interest rates. So that's not a good sign there.
Now, moving on to earnings seasons, Martin. Earnings season's almost over. What's going to be driving markets moving forward?
Yeah, it's going to be stuff like this, Ryan. It's going to be geopolitics. It's going to be emerging markets news to do with not just Turkey, also Russia. You've got the ruble under pressure there. And still, don't forget, you've still got this U.S.-China trade war rolling on and also escalating. And the important thing to watch there is so far in earnings, we haven't really seen that much negative impact or damage. As well, we haven't seen any negative impact or damage, only at the fringes, really, in terms of the real economy, how economies are growing, how trade is growing, etc. But we have been told repeatedly by a lot of experts that because of a lag effect, September next month is going to be the month to watch. That's what is going to start showing up in the numbers. So, yeah, U.S.-China trade, emerging markets, Turkey, Russia and the ruble, etc. And an interesting point here to mention is, you know, so far, despite since about March when we've had this trade war escalating and becoming global, emerging markets have been under pressure, yes, but there really hasn't been that much contagion effect. But now, this is, I think, a real test of whether a contagion is going to happen. Let's see what happens in Turkey, whether it starts to affect other EMs or emerging markets as well. Because what investors do is they may sell out of a market like Turkey or, for example, say Russia, and to make up for their losses, they may start selling out of other emerging markets as well. So it becomes a vicious cycle.
All right, Martin Sung, co-anchor of CNBC's Street Signs with us. Martin, so close to the home, something to watch out for as well. We've got political developments in Indonesia with the race for the 2019 presidential elections heating up. What is this going to mean for markets? What do we watch out for?
Yeah, this is a very interesting question as well, and I think it's much closer to home, doesn't it? I mean, Indonesia is also considered an emerging market. It was considered one of the BRIC economies, and with the news late last week that President Jokowi is going to be running again, and more importantly, the person that he picked to be his vice presidential running mate, a very much somebody who's seen very much as a Muslim stalwart, it'll be interesting to see because, I mean, the main contender is General Prabowo Subianto, right? He's picked a young ish businessman to be his running mate as the vice president. So it seems like it's lining up to be a repeat of the previous presidential election. We'll have to wait and see. So far, the economy, though, is actually doing pretty well. It is a deficit economy. The rupiah, yes, has been under pressure. Yes, foreign investors have been selling out of Indonesian assets. But this news could be mildly positive, depending how it develops, because remember what investors want to see. They like to see more of the same. They like to see predictability. They like to see continuity. And that is what President Jokowi running again, especially with his vice presidential pick, potentially means for markets right now.
All right. Well, thanks very much for your insight. Martin Sung, co-anchor of CNBC's Street Signs, chatting with us this morning. Martin, you have a great week ahead, yeah?
You too.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.